Now, North Carolina, Duke Energy Company says a dam at a plant in North Carolina has been breached and that coal ash may be flowing into the Cape Fear River. Meanwhile, travel around the Carolinas is still a challenge. The North Carolina Department of Public Safety says Interstates 40 and 95 remain closed, and flooding could keep them closed into next week. Road conditions are constantly changing, and the state says it's still not safe for residents to return to Wilmington. In South Carolina, officials are watching four rivers and expecting them to crest east of Interstate 95 this weekend into early next week. So a lot of challenges remaining in the region 1 week after Florence. Todd Taylor is in New Bern, North Carolina. He's with us on Skype. He's the assistant manager of U.S. Disaster Relief for Samaritan's Purse, which is a Christian relief group, and he's with a group of volunteers assisting residents in their homes. Todd, what kind of damage have you seen?
So we have all aspects of storm damage here with Hurricane Florence. We have the high winds that took down trees and pulled shingles off of roofs, pulled the tin back and caused major roof leaks. Some of them even where plywood may have been pulled off. We see the tree damage where trees have come down in yards and been uprooted. We've seen some trees on top of houses and just broken limbs and things like that. And then, of course, we've seen the flooding. We've seen the heavy tidal surge flooding with the force of those waves coming in off the ocean, just relentlessly pounding eastern North Carolina for hours and hours and hours. And we're also seeing the inland flooding from all of the rain as it works its way back out to the ocean. Even right now, in Kinston on Highway 70, that's been passable for the last several days. We're just now getting reports that that may be shutting down as a result of the Neuse River Basin getting ready to crest. So, you know, we continue to see this developing situation. You know, we've got the area around Pollocksville and Trenton that, you know, the water's still over 8 foot deep right now in the streets and still coming downstream. So, you know, there's so much still evolving with this storm.
So what are your workers doing now?
We've got teams that are cutting trees, moving that tree debris out to the road. But most of our teams right now are engaged with what we call mucking and gutting. So they're going into these flooded homes, removing the contents, pulling out the soppy wet carpet, removing the hardwood floor, the laminate flooring, tearing out the wallpaper and sheetrock and paneling, the wall coverings of the home. When they get everything out, they go back in and they pull all of the nails and screws that were left, sweep out and vacuum out the house and get it as clean as possible.
How can that be done then, while this is still unfolding? I mean, when there's still flooding going on.
So in some areas, the waters have completely receded. So with the tidal surge, it pushed in, it stayed for a couple of days, and then it receded. So those areas, the ground's a little soggy, the houses are dried out, and people are ready to start thinking about the next steps of recovery.
And can you actually get that material when you do the mucking and gutting? Can you get that old material out of there?
Yes, ma'am. We're able to take that out to the road, and then you know, the local municipalities work with FEMA and North Carolina Emergency Management to make sure that the contracts are in place for the debris removal contractors or the cities to pick up that debris and haul it away.
So they're up and running, I guess, where they can be. The volunteers themselves, when they're doing that and pulling nails out and pulling up floors, how safe is it?
We have a safety briefing every morning for our volunteers. And our objective with our volunteers is to keep them safe. We assign trained team leaders to each work group that oversees that. We provide all the safety equipment needed, whether it's for running a chainsaw with chaps and helmets to going into a moldy situation with Tyvek suits and masks and gloves. And we want to keep them safe. We work hard to make sure that happens.
Have there been any incidents where somebody hasn't been safe or had an accident?
We've had very few incidents over the last 20 years of volunteers.
You've been doing this yourself how long?
About 14 years.
14 years. You have now returned to the place where you grew up. I don't know if you survived any hurricanes yourself when you were growing up in eastern North Carolina, but what's it like to be there with a different hat on now?
We were actually here in New Bern with Hurricane Irene in 2011. Unfortunately, we We're going to clean out some of the same houses that flooded in 2011. We're going to clean those out again. It doesn't matter to me where we are, but it is special to be able to be so close to home, to know that tomorrow and Saturday, my mom and my aunt and some of the ladies in my home church will be bringing food over to our volunteers. That's a special blessing for me.
Well, I think a lot of people, not just you, are going to be looking forward to their home cooking, Todd.
Yes, ma'am.
Todd Taylor, who is the Assistant Manager of U.S. Disaster Relief for Samaritan's Purse. He's in North Carolina, New Bern, North Carolina, volunteering to help in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence. Best of luck. Thank you, Todd.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having us today.